It is Friday, and this is 1320 WILS. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Solomon Martin. Great to have you here. Well, one of my favorite ways to end the week is talking to Wayne Allen Root, and he joins us now. You can find him at rootforamerica.com. Wayne does it all, a radio talk show host, businessman, and author. Wayne, great to have you on 1320 WILS.
Hey, Mike, let me make sure I do a little station identification so everybody knows where to find me. Every afternoon, 6 to 9 p.m. East Coast time, my own national radio show for 3 hours, 6 to 9 p.m. East on usaradio.com, or ask your local conservative talker to get me on the air. And also on national television, the third hour of my radio show every day is on national TV, on Newsmax TV. You can go to channel 349 on DirecTV if you have satellite, or it's on many cable systems, or you could just go to newsmaxtv.com. Every night, 5 nights a week at 8 o'clock East Coast time, Worn Out, the Wayne Allen Root Show on TV.
I see. So you're actually doing the radio show out of a kind of a TV studio setup, basically?
Yeah. Newsmax built out a TV studio in my home. USA built out a radio studio in my home. And so I do them both from my home. So I get business done all day. And then at 3 o'clock my time, Pacific time, I jump on the radio show, do it for 2 hours. And then the third hour, the cameras come on and they go straight to Newsmax's New York studios. And all the wires and all the cords and all the lines are working. Mm-hmm. I'm not a technical guy. I never understand how that stuff works, but they installed about $40,000 worth of equipment in my home, and it all works, and I'm on national TV. Boom. Yeah.
Do you have a makeup person there at home to get you
out?
No,
I don't even use makeup, and I think I look pretty good without makeup for 56 years old. Not bad. Uh-huh. I work out 2 hours a day in the gym, so I think I'm in good shape.
Yeah, and how's it going? Because I know you started locally in Vegas. How's the growth of the show going now?
Well, I started out in Vegas at 6 at night, so that's out of prime time, a one-hour show. Then I graduated to a two-hour show. Then it was a three-hour show. Then I replaced Mark Levin in afternoon drive time in Vegas. And then it became the number one show, Men Over 35, in Vegas. Then it became national radio. I started out with one market, Vegas. Now I'm in 27 markets in 3 months. And just added Dallas and Chicago. So I think it's going pretty damn good. What do you think?
Well, it sounds fantastic. And I know the secret, you say, to life really is knowing how to sell. And how do you go about it, especially with your radio show? How are you getting it out to so many markets so fast?
Well, I'm a salesman, you know, and I'm a businessman, and I know how to take care of people. A businessman knows to always take care of people. Your customers have got to be treated like family. And so I don't think most radio hosts know how to do that, and I treat my advertisers like family. I take them out to dinner. I take them out to lunch. I play golf. I take them to the country club. I wine them. I dine them. I change their ads every 3 weeks. I write the ad myself. I voice the ad myself. I endorse their product myself. And so, you know, I'm out every night meeting people, and every time I go out, I meet a new advertiser. Or at least I meet someone who I convinced to become an advertiser. That's what a businessman in radio should do, and a businessman in TV should do. And I've got a piece of every radio ad and every TV ad that comes in, and so I'm just doing fantastic. And I've always complained, Michael, as a businessman who bought radio and TV my whole life, that they just don't treat you like a member of their family. They treat you like cattle. They could not care less about you, and I'm trying to change all of that.
You had an experience in television, you in business also. How'd you end up deciding to focus on the radio then?
You know, well, it's not focusing on radio. I started to focus on radio, but then it branched into TV, and I must say that I think I'm the only guy in the history of American television to ever be. I was the top anchorman at CNBC in 1989 at the age of 27, and basically 30 years later, give or take a few days, 30 years later, in between gigs, I became a TV host again at Newsmax TV. Mm-hmm. I don't know if anyone's ever done that. You know, between the ages of 27 and 56, yeah. There was no TV hosting, and suddenly I became a TV host again with 30 years in between starring gigs. So I'm very proud of that, and in between I produced a lot of hit TV shows. And I've produced a show called Sin City Justice that came out last year called Las Vegas Law. They changed the name this year to Sin City Justice. It averaged about 1 million viewers a week, which is a monster hit by cable standards. Mm-hmm. And it's a big hit on ID Channel. So I'm producing winners. I'm hosting winners. I'm hosting radio, writing books, giving speeches, write a newspaper column in the Las Vegas newspaper that hopefully soon will be nationally syndicated. A lot of things are happening. And I think it's because, A, I'm a good salesman. B, I treat people like family. And C, I speak the truth. I let the chips fall where they may. I just tell tell you what I really think, and I don't care who it offends. I don't care if transsexuals don't like that. I don't think you should be in the military. I think like Donald Trump, and I tell you the truth. The only reason the transsexuals in the military is not because they love America and they're a patriot. As liberals say, you know why transsexuals were in the military by the thousands? Because they were getting $300,000 operations to replace their penis with a vagina. That's why they're in the military.
But let's be fair. They are, I mean, they're serving the country.
Are they? That's like saying all policemen are heroes, and I'm a big policeman fan. But is the guy who sits at the desk a hero like the guy who's out in the car that could be shot at any moment? No, there's a big difference between the secretary at the police department and the guy in the car in a dangerous neighborhood in Fort Apache in the South Bronx. He's the hero. You can be in the military and be a cook. I don't think you're a hero if you're a cook. You could be in the military and you could be a PR person. I don't believe transgenders were sitting on the front lines in foxholes taking bullets. I believe they got in there in order to A, get free operations, B, get free mental counseling. They're all mentally ill. You have to be mentally ill by definition if you're confused whether you're a man or a woman. And C, getting free steroid treatment to be a man or a woman and transition to what you want to be before the surgery. And D, they probably were suing for sexual harassment with smart lawyers and picking up $2 million on the way out when they get beat up by some guy because they're wearing high heels and makeup and lipstick, and they're coming on to a guy and he punches them in the face and they say, hey, I just picked up $3 million in a lawsuit. Glory, hallelujah. If you don't believe that was happening, then you are a very naive person. I'm from New York and I know what the scam is.
The report is the military is blindsided by this tweet. They did not see this coming. This was not part of their plan.
But they wanted it. Every general and admiral wanted it. And I asked every friend I've got who's either in the military or a veteran, and because of my radio show and all the speeches I give around Vegas, I know every veteran in the whole Vegas. I mean, the whole town's filled with veterans. This is where all the vets retire, you know, on a fairly small pension and Social Security. They all retire to Vegas because it's cheap homes, cheap living, cheap meals, you know, free buffets, and no traffic and low taxes. So all the retirees come here, and it's all military retirees. Mm-hmm. And everyone I speak to is like, transgenders in the military? Are you insane? Do you want to destroy the morale of the United States military? So don't tell me anybody wanted it. No one in the military wanted it. Liberals on the outside wanted it. If you are transsexual, Wayne Root says, I'll protect you. I'll protect your civil rights. You should be allowed to rent an apartment. You should be allowed to eat at any restaurant you want. If someone comes at me with a baseball bat, I give them 20 years in jail. You're not allowed to hurt somebody because you don't like the way they look. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean I have to let you in the military. That is ridiculous. We go to liberal levels that are so radical and ridiculous in this country. Nobody wants to fight for common sense. And I'm not a conservative. I'm just a common sense son of a butcher who understands right from wrong. And in this country, you want to be transsexual, knock yourself out, be transsexual, but you can't be in my army. That's ridiculous.
I'm talking to Wayne Allen Root. You can find him at rootforamerica.com and his syndicated radio show, War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Wayne, this whole skinny repeal effort, right? what's your take? Is that okay for now, just pulling the mandates out?
Yeah, speaking of gays and transgenders, I think any Republican that votes for skinny repeal should be wearing skinny jeans and wearing lipstick and high heels. This is a joke. It is a cop-out. It is fraud. It is misrepresentation. Every one of them campaigned. Every Republican got elected by campaigning on repealing Obamacare. They didn't say, maybe I'll repeal it. They didn't say, I might repeal it. They didn't say, kind of repeal it. They didn't say a skinny jeans version of repealing it. They didn't say a repeal that doesn't include a repeal of any of the taxes or any of the regulations. They didn't say, I'll repeal it, but I'll keep every single bum on Medicaid. They didn't say that. They didn't say all the able-bodied bums who are lazy and don't want to work can all now be on Medicaid if they have 133% of the poverty level and they have no kids, they're not elderly, and it's just a guy who doesn't want to work and wants to watch Jerry Springer all day. They didn't say that. They said they were going to go to Washington and repeal, and if they don't, it's time to throw every one of them out. They're all bums. They're no good, they're liars, and they're on the take. They're being bought and paid for by lobbyists, lawyers, and George Soros. Are you listening, John McCain? Are you listening, my U.S. Senator Dean Heller? You're all going to be primaried, and your careers are over.
Okay. Now, what do you think, in your view, the holdup is what? Why, after so many years, can they not actually get something through now?
Because they're all bought and paid for. I'm telling you, I know it. I got a letter from a fan, and sometimes my fans and my listeners are smarter than me. I didn't even think of it. They said, you've got to tell Donald Trump and write the story. Donald Trump needs to sign an executive order effective immediately, just like he immediately waved his wand and said, no more transgenders in the military. Wave your wand and say, every member of Congress, the House and the Senate, must disclose all their health care holdings, even the holdings in offshore accounts, and you'll go to prison if you leave one of them out. And scare the bejesus out of them. And let's see. I'm willing to bet you that every person that voted against repeal has massive health care holdings. They want the system to be expensive and complicated and rip you and me off so that they can get rich. These people are crooks. Chuck Schumer, I'm betting, is a crook.
It's Wayne Allen Root on 1320 WILS. Before I let you go, Wayne, I've got to ask you about Lindsey Graham. He told President Trump that he's going to pay holy hell if he fires Jeff Sessions as Attorney General. How would you respond if you were President Trump?
Well, first of all, nobody cares what Lindsey Graham says anymore. Nobody cares. He's another one that wears skinny jeans. He's another one I could refer to as Miss Lindsey Graham. They're all wussies. Lindsey Graham is like John McCain, and I feel bad for McCain. He's got brain cancer. But you know what? He rushed back from brain cancer to vote against the repeal and to tell Trump he's wrong about transgenders in the military. Thank you, John McCain. What wonderful words of wisdom from a guy who just had brain surgery. We really needed you back so you could be a bitter, jealous old man who should have retired a long time ago, should have been term limited a long time ago, and you're so jealous that Trump's president, you lost the presidency, and you just hate everything Trump does because you'll never be president, and Trump is.
They had very different lives, too.
I mean, Michael, right, they're all bitter.
Yeah, but I need to ask you, though, if you're President Trump, do you make that move? Do you actually fire Sessions?
Yes.
Okay.
Jeff Sessions is corrupted somehow. I think he's been blackmailed. There's something wrong. He should have perp-walked Hillary Clinton in the handcuffs out of her Chappaqua home. And he hasn't gone after Hillary. He hasn't gone after the IRS scandal. He hasn't gone after Eric Holder. He hasn't gone after the Clinton Foundation. He hasn't gone after Benghazi. He should have gone after the surveillance scandal. He should have gone after the unmasking scandal. He hasn't done anything. And it makes you wonder, is he corrupted? Is he being blackmailed? Is he being threatened? He is not doing the job. He's let down us, the taxpayers, and the voters of the Republican Party and Donald Trump. I would get rid of Jeff Sessions.
It's Wayne Allen Root. You can hear him every day. War Now is his syndicated radio show. War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. And you're also on Newsmax TV, right, every day?
Can you imagine 3 hours of this every day? And my people tell me it's a wild ride. My listeners say it's the wildest ride they've ever been on in their life. 3 hours, pedal to the metal, ball to the walls. War Now.
Without caffeine, Wayne?
I don't drink coffee. No, never have. If I did, I'd probably kill someone, so I don't drink
caffeine. That's amazing. Wayne Allen Root on 1320 WILS. Wow, Wayne, thank you very much.
Hey, Michael, thanks for everything you've done and continue to do. You're a great man, great American. Thank you. And my website, rootforamerica.com. Everything starts there, rootforamerica.com. Thanks, Michael. God bless.
We have a lot more coming up on this Friday. I'm Michael Cohen, and you are listening to 1320 WILS.